Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Living in rural Josephine County in the 1920s meant not having electricity, refrigerators, or ice in the summer. So the Walters family developed a 4th of July tradition of ordering a 100-pound block of ice and bottled sodas from the ice plant in Grants Pass. Early in the morning on the 4th, the family drove their wagon to the railroad station at Leland, Oregon. When the morning train arrived, the station agent transferred a block of ice from the train to the platform. The Walters paid the fees, wrapped the ice block in newspaper and gunny sacks, and drove home. They put the ice, still in its wrappings, in the cellar with sodas packed around it. They placed enough ice chips in an ice cream maker for a gallon of ice cream. The sodas lasted 2 or 3 days, and then the remaining small chunks of ice went into iced tea. Finally, there was nothing left but a wet spot on the cellar floor and memories of ice cream and cold drinks to last until the next 4th of July. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.